Welcome, everyone, to a brand new episode of the Pepper Pack Podcast. I am the random dude, Josh.
And I am the Dr. Pepper teacher, Zach.
And we are so grateful you're here. Just a couple of things. We had mentioned, if you watched our last diet episode, that we're going to be starting a sponsor, a Dr. Pepper campaign, if you will, where you guys have the opportunity to sponsor our addiction. I mean, support the show.
You use the A word.
And addiction. Well, it's okay. It's a wonderful thing. When it's Dr. Pepper here.
I'm going to talk about
it. But what we're going to be doing is, if you have Cash App, you'll be able to donate, and it's only going to be a very small amount.
Like but $400.
I was thinking $2,300, but that's...
about $1.23?
Yeah. Or $2.23. I mean, something like that.
Yeah.
But if you do that, what we're going to do is write your name on a can, and you will be the sponsor of that can that will only be consumed during the show.
I'll even put a label with your name on it and put it on the can.
That would be cool.
Yeah.
And then, I mean, we can do all sorts of things. We can take a picture of it and send it to you. All the ideas are coming. So
we can make gifts and put them out there. Fun times.
All sorts of stuff. But apparently the cough was perfect timing, because we've got, I know, Zach, you're still on your fast. How are you doing on that?
I'll talk about it in a minute.
Okay.
I don't want to talk about it now.
We have to keep tradition going. So here we go. That's where it's at.
I'll make noises.
But before we go any further, lay some Dr. Pepper knowledge on us.
Let's go. So it's time to go to school. Dr. Pepper school, that is. So our guest today, I know we have not said, and I mentioned this last time, that, you know, I don't like to have favorites. I like to be friends with everybody. But just because of what this person has done for me and others in the Pepper Pack, might be my favorite Pepper Pack ambassador. Like, right up there with you, Josh. I mean, right up there with you. But it's close.
Man, you about gave me 2,300 caps.
I know, right? So, my Dr. Pepper knowledge today has to do with Vanilla Float Dr. Pepper. Which is my personal favorite. So this is just a little history. I know this isn't like ancient history, but this is like recent stuff. But I found this on sodafinder.com. It says, this variety was originally released in summer of 2014 as a spinoff of Dr. Pepper, but it was produced by Dr. Pepper. It's not a fake brand. It's not a fake imposter. It is actually a Dr. Pepper official flavor. And it says now that this is what throws me off, because remember last time we talked about the whole Dublin thing, the issue with, so part of the issue there was that they were putting Dublin's logo on the bottles, and that wasn't approved. Okay. So then this says, what you see here is a newly revised version that was only marketed by specific independent bottlers in the southern states. And so I'm thinking, if independent bottlers can make their own labels and print Vanilla Float in the southern states, why can't everyone print them in all the states? Because I want to buy the Vanilla Float. And then that got me thinking, well, how is that any different than the Dublin Dr. Pepper? But we're not going to go there, because I don't want to open that can of worms. But my Dr. Pepper knowledge is, yes, Dr. Pepper Vanilla Float. Some people say it's fake. Some people say it's not real. But let me assure you, it is real. It is full of flavor, and it is my absolute favorite type or flavor or style of Dr. Pepper. I mean, it's just so beautiful. And I'm saddened because I can't get it here in Kansas, Josh. And it hurts. It hurts so bad. And yes, you mentioned...
I feel your pain, because I did not know about the Dr. Pepper Vanilla Float until I joined the Pepper Pack. Until you had posted a picture about it. And I was like, what is this? That looks amazing.
And just as the world turns and everything flows together like the beautiful 23 flavors of Dr. Pepper, our guest was able to hook me up with some vanilla float, which I then was able to pass on to you. So this is like a big circle coming all together.
And so, it was just... so I think she just got bumped up to, I mean, there's you for my favorite Pepper Pack member. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I think it's going to be our guest, which I'm going to announce who it is right now because I'm excited. So our guest for this episode is none other than Laura Malone. Laura, how are you?
Hey, guys.
Happy
Christmas for our dark appearance here.
Oh, that's all right. So for those of you who don't know, Laura is going above and beyond to make this episode happen. They are recovering from the recent hurricane damage and everything, and she sent us some pictures, and for her to even be willing to jump on and chat with us, that's awesome. We appreciate that, Laura. You're awesome. Thank you for all the vanilla floats you've sent out.
Oh, y'all are awesome.
So, Laura, tell us your story. How did you come to find out about the Pepper Pack? What is Laura's Pepper Pack story?
There was this girl on Facebook. I cannot ever remember her name. Whoa. Sorry.
Her name is Whoa. Yeah.
I don't remember her name, but she had posted one day about all this amazing stuff. If you love Dr. Pepper, you've got to like join the Pepper Pack. And it was brand new. There was like maybe 25 people in it at the time. And so I'm like, no way. Okay, we're going to have to do this. So I applied, and I never in a million years thought that they would take my answer serious because, you know, I'm like, Dr. Pepper's life, like, this is, it's more than water to me.
I know the feeling.
It has to be better than water. Like, this is great. This is all I need. So on September 11th, same anniversary as you, Zach.
There we go.
We got our letter saying we were accepted, and ever since then, you know, it's been more of a thing that my entire family, except my husband, is all about our Dr. Pepper. But then, over time, you know, sorry guys, I'm sorry about the lighting here.
You're good.
This is our light.
Hey, you know, you gotta make it work.
Over time, we've been able to find all the different Dr. Peppers and be able to send it out to everyone. And we recently moved to Fairhope, so we don't really have the availability like we had prior. And especially now,
since the
hurricane hit, we really have like nothing.
Mm-hmm.
But
so what you're saying is we need a Dr. Pepper. What you're saying is you need a Dr. Pepper like emergency like kit, like in like video games where you can call out like a special drop and they fly you out.
We have helicopters flying over all the time, and you know they're taking pictures, and they have their drones, and I'm like, please, just somebody drop it down, send us the emergency needs.
Send some Dr. Pepper.
My dad and my brother drove down yesterday. It was about 4 hours, I guess, and they came and they brought all the essentials. They brought some water. Didn't really need that.
I think you said essentials. Yeah.
Some charcoal. They brought us a generator, which is much needed. But then they brought a case of Dr. Peppers.
There we go.
And I was like, thank you. That is definitely an essential.
I love your reaction when you're like, well, they brought water.
No.
We don't really need that.
So you guys can't see her facial expression.
Because
we
can't get water and ice around here. And I'm just like, no, I'm good. I can't get Dr. Pepper.
So, yeah, for those who are listening to the podcast, her face right now when she said they got water was like pure like disappointment. Like, oh, I thought you were bringing me something good.
Well, the best way to describe it is when you're at a restaurant and the server will ask you, what would you like to drink? Can I get Dr. Pepper? Well, it is insert any other drink here. And it's like,
how dare you?
The only places around that'll like even give us like, okay, cherry vanilla Dr. Pepper is my all-time favorite. So there's only a couple of restaurants that you can actually get that. Like, seriously, Zaxby's or Sonic would be two.
Utah has both. yes.
Yes. And that's it. And then they're like, oh, wait, our machine's broken. You can only get Coke. And I'm like, no, thank you. I'll go somewhere else.
Yep.
And then you walk out.
It's okay if you have my food cooked. I appreciate it. Here, give it to somebody else. Here's some money.
I don't even want your food if you can't give me Dr. Pepper. That's dedication. I'm going to be honest. I would eat the food because I love food. But I'd go get my Dr. Pepper somewhere else too.
Yeah.
Now, Laura, I know we've chatted a lot because we're in the Pepper Pack and you hooked me up with Vanilla Float and that's awesome and I appreciate that so much. My wife does as well because she always, like, whenever I break out a Vanilla Float, she's like, can we really drink this? Can I have some? And I'm like, yes, I just got some, Laura, and it's all good. But Laura kind of experienced the overwhelming power of the Pepper Pack like I did. Josh, if you remember when I came back from the Fansville pit stop, I had that stack of comics and I was just sending them out to people. I did is ask them to help me with shipping.
Yeah.
I think I sent out over 150 comics. And I very just, my brain works very linear. And so I made a list of everyone who sent me a request. I got their addresses. I got whether they paid, whether they, how much they said they were or whatever, and then whether I shipped it. Mm-hmm. And so I kept track of, but I know there were times I was like, crap, did someone send me a text message? Did they send me a message on Facebook? Did they comment on something? I didn't want to feel like I missed anybody. And so I know Laura, when I exposed her as my Vanilla Float source.
Whoa, boy.
Was getting.
You should definitely be the president because, man, you got some followers, okay?
Yeah. You know, I want to talk about that later. But she had a bunch of people requesting her for Vanilla Float, which I totally understand, and got overwhelmed, and she was getting it to them as best she could. But I know we have one listener, one Pepper Pack member, that actually reached out to me and said, hey, I never got my Vanilla Float. I paid for it. And so I reached out to Laura. We did some double checking, and she's like, oh, my goodness. I feel so bad. I feel so bad. I completely missed that.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, I want to make it right. I want to make it right. So Laura and I are working on a plan to make it right for our listener who never received their Vanilla Float. So as soon as Laura is able to get another 12-pack, you will have a special surprise coming in the mail.
Yes, definitely.
Aww. Yep. That's and that's the type of thing that I love about the Pepper Pack is
we
do that for people.
Yeah.
It has been killing me. Definitely killing me because she, you know, I got overwhelmed. I would accept everything before I even had it. Like, it was just easier to go to the store and try to get everything. And somehow it just, like you said, it was just overwhelming. And I didn't. Who knew that we would run out of stock or run low? And then, you know, everything that's happened in this wonderful 2020 year. Aluminum can shortages and so I do need, you know, I want to express a sincere apology to her because I want to be able to send her like as much as I can find when I find it because she's waited so long and she's been so awesome. And
well, and hopefully Dr. Pepper can also help out and do a little something. I know they go above and beyond for everyone, so Dr. Pepper, I know you're listening. Hopefully, you wink, can do wink. Something for
nudge, yep, nudge.
Hint, wink, wink.
Zach helped me get like an Excel sheet made up for when in the future, whenever I just, you know, was able to start getting it and selling it again, or not selling it. Like, I mean, I was doing it and I wasn't making any money for myself. I was just doing enough to cover the cost of the Dr. Peppers and then cover the cost of shipping.
Yeah.
So I wasn't, you know, making anything off of it, but he was helping me. He made a Excel sheet so that would be easier to
just to help organize, stay organized. Yeah,
skip anyone. Yeah. And
we could definitely do that.
Share the wealth and the Dr. Peppers with everyone because
look. Yes. Kids, you love
them. She has a water bottle, and she said, "I caught a fish."
You know what, though?
At Old Home, we had like an abundance of flavors of Dr. Pepper. But here, I even talked to one of the reps, and I'm like, hey, like, you know, I know you got a Coke shirt on, but I know in your heart, you're for Dr. Pepper. So can you tell me, what flavors do you have down here, and when will you be getting them? And he's like, well, right now, because of the COVID, like, there's nothing. You're going to see what you have on the shelves, and like, that's it. And I'm like, well, I have faith in you. You're going to have a better answer next time I see
you. that's a true Southern, I want to say...
Bless your heart.
Yeah, mother, woman answer. That's a good answer, but have a better one next time.
You know, that was okay, but...
I
can give you 23 reasons why you can give me the right answer next time.
And you have 23 days, or no, 23 hours to get it.
23 seconds, dude. Come on now.
Yeah, all right.
But no, you guys, y'all, the pepper bag has been so amazing. I love it. I love how many, I mean, there were only a few of us there in the beginning, and it's grown so much since the beginning. Mm-hmm. And I miss Larry. I wish they'd bring him a back.
Larry Culpepper.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
But it's been awesome to be a part of it. And
yeah.
I love it.
So our custom question, Laura.
Yes.
What is your preferred is the big one? We may or may not. I'm nodding yes for those of you who are just using the audio to listen to this. What is your preferred method of consuming Dr. Pepper? Do you do can, colder, warm? Do you do bottle, 2 liter, 16 ounce, cold, glass of ice, frozen glass, out of a boot, using a straw?
Das boot.
Das boot.
Currently, I've learned to understand why people like the warm Dr. Peppers, but my preferred place, like way to have it is a can. And I like it to be really cold. Mm-hmm. But considering we haven't had power for 6 days, I don't know. It's been real.
So Dr. Pepper, this is another shout out to send Laura some emergency Dr. Pepper. She hasn't had power for 6 days, holes in the roof from the hurricane, but she is making it happen tonight for us to do this recording. That's some dedication.
And not only that.
I love the bottles, but I love my cans. That's my preferred.
Yeah, the cans, there's just something about
the
overwhelming flavor that comes out of the can.
Wonder how it's Dr. Pepper crisp. In an aluminum bottle would be.
Oh, I have some of those. Let me go find them.
Yes, please.
And Zach has the aluminum bottles. Shocker. Not. No, I would agree. Cans, ice cold, like borderline, it's going to be frozen on the inside, is absolutely the best way to drink it.
Yes.
Oh, I just had a burp. Because that's what Dr. Pepper does.
Sorry.
No, you are totally fine.
Like, my battery is on 10%, so every time it starts going dead, it's like it mutes it or something. And it tells me 10%. And I'm like, oh, we got this. We got this.
Well, you know, we got this. So let me ask you this while we're waiting for Zach. Since you've been into Pepper Pack, obviously helping open people's minds to the glory of Dr. Pepper Vanilla Float, what has been your favorite memory of being in the Pepper Pack?
Seriously, I think my favorite is just being able to send it out to everyone else whenever no one else had the flavors that we had, and just knowing how happy they were when they received their packages and got to open it up, all that, and their excitement was one of the most exciting things for me.
Yeah. So, for those of you who are only listening to the audio, Zach is showing the aluminum bottle of Dr. Pepper. So, yes, it's a thing.
And this has a screw-on cap, and this one's full. I had two of these. One of them leaked through the bottom, but I still have the bottle here somewhere. That's what I was looking for. I didn't want to have to open up my case, but I got it open.
Sorry. I'm really excited.
You were fine. I get it. When kids do not want to go to bed, they do not want to go to bed.
Well, we got a lot of stuff here, but we've been going and helping like our neighbors, and we're wanting to help some friends down in Fort Morgan today. We've tried to just do what we can for them, because them and they've had a lot worse than we have. We have it bad, but not like they do.
Yeah.
So I'm taking my Dr. Pepper along with me and one or two for them. And
yeah.
Especially, I told you about the lady, our neighbor. My husband was over there cutting down her trees and helping her clean up her yard, and she's like, "Oh, honey, you need a drink, don't you?" And she opens up her cooler, and it's like Pepsi. And I'm like, "What? No, we gotta help."
We gotta pray for that lady, is what we said.
Yes, but I mean, seriously, I think the most happiest memory I have there. I loved my Larry Culpepper Halloween costume. Like
I got that still.
Yes, me too. I'd go around the grocery store everywhere with that thing on. Mm-hmm. But I just
wear it with pride.
Oh yeah,
I loved how my kids were able to get in on the excitement of packing up the boxes. I think like my son like shoved some pencils in like one of your boxes, Zach.
Yep, I still have them. They're the little yellow ones that have like the ruler on them.
Mm-hmm. You shoved it into like the cardboard flap.
Yeah, something. And that's why like I didn't even know it. And like when I messaged you that I got it, and you're like, "Oh, did you get the extra gift?" And I was like, "What extra gift?" And I didn't see anything. I just took the cans out, and then they're like two little just pencils in there were measured out like inch marks on it for being a teacher, and just that extra little thought was kind, touched my heart.
Aww.
Stuff to everyone. Sorry, baby. And you like Dr. Pepper?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, there was no hesitation there. It was duh.
She's always asking her daddy for a pepper. So he's like, mm-hmm. Her peppers, and she's like, "No, Dr. Pepper," and he's like, "Ask your mom."
Oh well, you know, at least you know, one parent's got it figured out, so you know.
All right, so let's do some rapid shot questions for you. What was my other question that I was going to ask? We talked about when you joined the Pepper Pack. Talked about your favorite memory. Mm-hmm. Talked about
how she consumes.
How much she consumes, yeah.
And I do we really have to go there?
No, we don't have to worry about that. But thinking about all the classic Dr. Pepper slogans, logos, do you have one that just jumps out at you as your favorite? Something that is when you think of Dr. Pepper, your childhood, your time, I still don't feel like we're adults. I still feel like a kid.
Just the slogan that always, I don't know why, is Little Sweet. He's like, "The sweet one."
Oh, the Diet Dr. Pepper.
Not that far back, but still, that's the one that always like comes back to me all the time.
Yeah, that's your first thought. No, yeah. That's a good one.
And then, you know, our darling Larry.
Larry.
I'm kind of brokenhearted about this, if y'all can't. Yeah.
No, I
have no idea.
No.
You're good.
Yeah, well, see, I'm not that entertaining, but
no, you're doing great.
Fun.
I thought about Dr. Pepper's during all this. No.
So I Josh mentioned earlier that I'm not drinking Dr. Pepper right now. I'm doing a fast with my church, so I have my cup of water here. I have my vanilla float by my side.
Aww.
And you guys used the A word earlier, and that A word is addicted.
That hurt me badly.
No, I don't believe in being addicted, because I am tomorrow will be 14 days without Dr. Pepper, cut off cold turkey. I've had no headaches. Mm-hmm. And until yesterday, when I was sitting at home watching like football and working on papers, I never really actually was like, "I gotta have a Dr. Pepper." Like, obviously I want one and I would love to drink them, but like, it's never been like, "I'm shaking, I need Dr. Pepper."
Yeah.
But I choose Dr. Pepper when I can.
We'll still pray for you.
No, please do. Please do. That's why I'm like, I'm hoping this whole sponsored pepper thing kicks off and people get going and sponsors them. Because I want to have like a line of Dr. Peppers in my basement with people's names on them that I could just knock out like 20 in like an hour.
I don't even know what that is because I have not had social media in a little while. Like, we get it here and there, but I have not been on it enough. So as soon as we get done, I'm going to figure out what this is that you speak of.
And we'll go ahead, Josh. So what we're doing, and we talked about at the beginning of this show, but we're going to start doing a campaign where our wonderful listeners are able to sponsor a can of Dr. Pepper to help support the show.
Okay. I love it.
So I'll make a video and put it up on our YouTube channel explaining all the details and all that on how people can do that. So
and I'll share the pepper out of it.
I got a lot of work to do.
Yeah.
Look, y'all put it all together. I don't listen to any other podcast, but y'all are the only one.
Seriously, it made me turn Dr. Pepper red.
A couple of episodes to finally get on board, and it wasn't that I didn't want to. It was just, you know, we were preparing to move and everything. Yeah. Even on our move down here, we listened to several of y'all's episodes, and I was like, okay, yeah. But my son, he's obsessed too, so I'm on.
What's his name?
Dougie.
So Dougie, we'll give you a shout out.
I can do Dougie one better because Laura asked a while back for his birthday to send him cards.
Oh, yeah.
I actually sent Dougie a comic book, I believe, right? And a card.
You like handwritten it. Come on, Laura.
You know what? It's fine. Just drink the Dr. Pepper.
He still has it in his room. He loves it. He's like, the Dr. Pepper teacher, Mom. He's official. And I'm like, yeah, he is, girl.
There we go.
Yep. Awesome. Oh, awesome. Well, Laura, thank you so much for joining us on the show. This has been an absolute blast. I'm thrilled and excited to meet you. I'm kind of jealous that Zach talked to you a lot more than I got to. So.
Well, I would be honored to talk to you as well. Oh. I love like the Pepper Pack feels like its own small family. Mm. We have something in common, and it's so awesome how so many people from across the states have joined together. All because of a simple drink.
Yeah.
So, something that's all dear to us.
And I honestly believe. Oh, yeah. And I honestly believe Dr. Pepper's just sitting back watching this going,
How did we get so lucky?
How did we get so lucky? Well, first, the best.
I'm still sending you something, Sheila. I swear. Okay. Promise.
Yeah.
That's happening.
Yep.
And once we finally get, you know, first off, we got to get our power back from there. Mm-hmm,
yeah.
But hopefully we'll be up and jumping again and maybe we can start sending out some more. And then definitely I'll use your sheet, Zach, because, I like helping others more.
Yeah.
Obviously, we've been gone.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, nothing to worry about. I'd say we understand, but like I said earlier, I don't know what it's like, but I totally get what's going on, and it's cool.
It's like, I'll tell you all this, and then I'll have to get my little ones back in bed. They heard me talking about Dr. Pepper, and I guess they got excited.
Family goals.
Yeah! When we went to, like, the beach earlier, we went down to Fort Morgan, and I was helping a friend, like, get her house done and cleaned up and, you know, just try to save as much as she could. And I was like, we got to walk out on the beach, and, like, it's insane. Like, you see trees down all on the side of the road, things like that, but, like, when you go out there, it's like there's, like, 10 and car tires. I'm going to send pictures to y'all in a while. Like, it's wild. The wildlife out there is like, what is going on? You know, they're even like in shock, and it's awakening.
I've lived through hurricane, and I agree. It was a different experience to say the least.
But since we've been here, you know, like I've said, since this has happened, we've met more of our neighbors. Like, we knew no one when we were here. Like, we've met our neighbors, and my husband, he's been being awesome, and it's been nice as far as like watching everyone come together.
It's
cool. So I mean, I hate something major had to happen, but and this thing has been like my best friend. I won't let my children have it. It's my flashlight.
Yep. Nope. Hold on to that. So.
Yes.
But you guys are awesome, and I'm honored that y'all chose me to be your guest of the night. I'm not that entertaining, but...
No, it was great. Like I said, we appreciate all the help. Pepper. we appreciate all you do to help share the vanilla float.
So, awesome. Well, we'll go ahead and wrap this episode up. Again, Lara, thank you so much for joining us. Make sure to check us out on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Pepper Pack Pod. Also, make sure to head over to Redbubble, where you can, that's the only place to find the official Pepper Pack podcast merchandise. And just know that everything that you guys buy off of there does help support the show, and we very much appreciate it. So,
yes,
we will conclude this episode and say, see you next time.
Thanks, guys.
All right, guys, have a good one. Drink a Dr. Pepper, and we'll talk to you later.